Broadcasting from somewhere in the Hollywood Hills.
You have arrived. Welcome to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We are a podcast of dance all day, every day, all the time.
On the show today, Francis Manzo, special guest dancer interview you don't want to miss. We are available on iTunes, or you can visit our website at infinitedancecast.com. Follow us on Twitter at Nick Drago or at Desiree Robbins or at iDanceCast.
My gosh, you got that all in there.
I almost passed out.
I think we could add a few more things to that, but we'll leave it like that for now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're doing a brand new podcast. It's actually a dance cast.
I love it. I don't think there's anything like it yet. Sure, there'll be copycats, but hey.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. I mean, there might be stuff out there like this, but obviously they're not that good because we haven't heard of them.
Well, they might talk about it. They just don't do it.
That's right. There's a difference between talking and doing. I hear that.
You know? So this is exciting because I think it's going to be great to talk to people.
Yeah.
And find out what's going on in the industry.
Yeah.
Also, dance competitions. I want to know all that juice. Who's winning? Who's losing? No, I'm kidding.
So basically, this is our first episode.
And yes.
We've decided to do this podcast because, well, for one, we're extremely bored. We don't have any.
We just thought it'd be a really good time, and then we could have our friends over to talk to them.
Yeah,
and it'd give us a good reason to do so.
Exactly. Because, I mean, if anybody's listening that's not in Los Angeles, you all will understand that we actually don't have real jobs here in LA. Like, no one has jobs, and for some reason, there's always traffic on the freeway.
Well, everybody works a lot in LA out of their houses and out of Starbucks, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
So we figured, why not have some of our friends over?
Yeah.
Because
we're in our house.
Because we're in our house. Well, not our house, your house.
Right.
I came over to your
house.
But
we could move it.
We could move it to somewhere else in the Hollywood Hills.
You never know.
That's right. So, so we're going to have some great interviews coming to you guys. And
Music picks.
We got health and nutrition tips. That's a big deal.
I know. And then a little fitness. We're going to get some coaching in here.
Absolutely.
Teach us how to fine tune our bodies,
which we need to do. We'll be doing some Pilates.
I need to do more of that.
Yeah. We're going to be eating tofu balls before you know it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and from what we ate this morning.
Yeah.
You know, you bought me that pancake maker.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
This is a Belgian, I hope that's right, Belgian stuffed pancakes, which is quite delightful and scary all at the same time.
Yeah.
And even in the recipe, you mix in melted butter. I mean, I
love butter. I love butter.
Well, it's just like, what's her name, Paula Deen?
Yeah.
Butter. More butter. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I need those fitness tips, definitely.
Well, we can get that rocking. Basically, we're just kind of gearing this towards anyone and everyone in the dance world. It's all things dance. So, you know, we may go on some tangents here and there, but the main focus of this show is all about dance.
We hope. So speaking of,
yeah.
You know, I get asked a lot of questions. I've been traveling a lot.
Uh-huh.
I get the same question a lot, and I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since Tremaine?
Well, I've been doing a lot of sitting around, you know, I'll tell you what. No, I've been...
You have not.
That's true.
You're so full of it.
That's true. I am full of something. But, I've been working on Glee, doing a lot of Fresh Beat Band, which is on Nick Jr. I'm doing a lot of It's a Great Day. It's a great day.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty amazing. And hopefully we'll have my friend Mandy Moore on. She's one of the resident choreographers over there at Fresh Beat Band. And so I've been doing that. Shot the Muppets movie.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Didn't get to be in a Muppet.
Didn't. I was finally
a normal
person.
But you know what? That's good.
Yeah.
Because we can see your face.
You could
have pointed at any character. I probably could have been. I could say, there I am.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this way, they know you're not lying.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. And I also have the movie Hop with Russell Brand as the
Hop?
Easter Bunny. Yeah, baby.
I am so excited. I've been looking for those eggs on NBC. You know, you watch.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
I got about 6 seconds of a dance scene, so don't blink.
Awesome.
I'm up there with David Hasselhoff. So tell me about what you've been going. You're always a traveling fool. I mean, they know you over at American Airlines. You're like their number one supporter.
It's pretty amazing when they say, hey, Desiree, where are you up to today? And I'm thinking, wow. I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
I've had the luxury of my own schedule.
Schedule.
And I've also been working with iHollywood Dance, which is a new dance convention competition. Uh-huh. I like it. The people are amazing. And I'm also producing some of my own events One of the first ones will be this summer, Hollywood Dance Experience. It's just a 3-day workshop in a studio. It's July 2021-22 in Los Angeles. So you're teaching, right?
I'll be there. I'll be there with bells on.
I'm bringing back a lot of, Doug Caldwell, Liz Imperio, Corey Finn. You know, it's just going to be a nice mix, Greg Russell. So,
and where can people sign up for that?
Well, you can look at us on Facebook. You know, we have a fan page, Hollywood Dance Experience, but also on my website, DezWorld.com. That's with a Z, DezWorld.com. Ooh, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So that, you know, producing my own stuff, and I'm enjoying that.
Good. Well, that's great to hear. I mean, you know, it's all, you know, in this business, especially, you have a lot of downtime sometimes, and sometimes things happen in your life where you had one thing and now you got to change roads, and, you know, you got to just keep on moving, keep on going.
Right.
You know?
Well, and nothing happens and then 1,000 things happen.
Absolutely.
And it's all about those choices. So it's incredible. But I think in general, so happy and feeling on a really good path.
Yeah.
You know?
And we wish everyone the best of luck. I mean, you know, everyone decides to do different things at certain times. And, you know, sometimes it's sad to part ways, but, you know, you got to do your thing. And
change is good.
Change is good for all parties.
All parties. So. You're right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, cool. Hey, that's a good little catch up right there. Hey, let's talk about our music picks of the week. Every week we're going to do a music picks section where Desiree picks 3 of her favorite songs of the week, and I'm going to pick 3 of mine. For all you guys listening, if you have competition numbers coming up or you're just looking for something to use to teach class, sometimes it helps to hear from other people what their
sometimes,
favorite music
all sometimes, the time.
All the time.
I mean, we're all dying to look, you know, music is tough.
It sure is.
It's tough.
Good music is hard to find.
And we want also your feedback, because maybe you have some musical gems that you can share with us. So you can always email us your picks so we can, you know, sometimes air those. That would be great.
You can tweet us.
Tweet.
At Desiree
Robinson,
at Nick Drago.
I mean, that's way more hip, right? We need to be doing that.
It's cool, hip, and trendy.
Yeah, so should we tell, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
At Desiree Robinson and at Nick Drago, you know, we have to tell you where to.
Absolutely.
Anytime, all the time.
That was good.
Okay. All right. So you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if you know me, I'm all about love remixes, love the upbeat, love the happy, happy music. So I'm going to start with a song entitled Dancin'.
Hey, yo.
And there is no G on it. You're going to want to look for this. Well, most of these are on iTunes, but you can look a lot of different places. This one's great because it's 6 minutes long, so you can definitely use it for warm-up, cross the floor, things like that. You're looking for the artist Aaron Smith and Lovely. That's L-U-V-L-I. My second one is... Oh.
Sorry, was that the wrong time to do that? I don't know.
No, but I liked it.
I'm just playing with
I thought
sound
maybe
effect
it was
board.
Like at the Academy Awards when they're telling you get off, like you've talked too long.
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock that one time was like... Or no, it was Julie Roberts. She said, like, you put your stick down. I've been waiting a long time to get up here. It was really funny.
I might do the same thing. Okay, the second is Heavy Rotation by Anastacia. I know lots of people, I play this, and they're like dying for how great it is. And Anastacia's been around a long time, just hasn't made anything. This is a hot song. Mm-hmm. You're going to want it. Last one, it's also amazing. It's called Work. Or entitled Work. The artist is Kelly Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. Lots of versions of all these songs. Mm-hmm. So you can get the shorts, the longs, but all upbeat. Your turn, Nick.
All right. Well, my first pick is Robot Rock by Daft Punk. It's a nice little different kind of beat. It's a little bit heavier, which I like. You know, it's nice to kind of change it up, a different sound from Daft Punk. Number two, Riot Rhythm by Sleigh Bells. That's a good one, too.
I love that we're so diverse.
Yeah. And number three, Death by Diamonds and Pearls by Band of Skulls. Love these guys. You know, and of course, you want to make sure you listen to lyrics, especially if you're using it for younger kids. You want to make sure that all the lyrics are copacetic.
Yeah. Do you have to edit any of those?
No, not that I can tell. But hey, I always get the clean version, the Walmart version, if you
will. Always do the Walmart or the Target version.
Coming up right after the break, Francis Manzo is here to talk to us. Desiree's excited. I'm excited.
So excited.
Go to the bathroom, change over your laundry, do what you need to do, because this is an interview you do not want to miss.
That's right. And don't forget, iDanceCast on Twitter.
We'll be right back.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us at Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast!
We are so excited because we have Francis Manzo on the phone. Francis.
Hi.
Ha, calling from her car on the way to a gig. I love it.
Francis. Francis is a professional dancer for all of our listeners out there, and she works from everything from Glee. She's worked with the Darling Stilettos for just a little while. And
Miley Cyrus. I mean, it goes on. And actually, why are we talking about it? Francis.
Yes.
Tell us some of your past, you know, the ones that you worked with in the past. Just a quick list. I know you can't remember them all.
One of the most awesome jobs that I've ever done was working with Britney Spears.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Yeah. Destiny's Child, Solange, Miley, Aaron Carter.
She knows them by, like, first name.
Oh, me and Miley go way back.
I know you do. And so tell us where you're heading today.
Today, yesterday I got booked for a spot on a Barnes & Noble commercial. So
that's what?
Congratulations,
Francis.
Give her
a ding ding.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
exciting.
Tell us who the choreographer is on that job.
I'm sorry?
Tell us who the choreographer is on that job.
Me. I'm reading a book in a bathtub.
Francis, in a bathtub?
And you have... I hope there's lots of bubbles.
Yeah. So funny story, I was actually at Paramount Studios yesterday, and Francis, you and I ran into each other. She was working on, you were working on Fresh Beat Band. And for all those of you who don't know, it's on Nick Jr. It's a great show. And be looking for Francis in pastel colors, smiling really big.
With high-waisted pants.
High-waisted pants. Well, Francis, yes. If there's anybody that can wear high-waisted pants and pull them off, it's you. Well, not pull them off, literally.
So, I tried.
So tell us a little bit about Fresh Beat Band. Who is the choreographer? And what was the kind of dancing you were doing on that show?
Maldonado on the show. Yesterday, I was working with Chuck Maldonado, and we were doing a little bit of a simplified version of hip hop, so that the kids can watch and try to learn some of the steps. It's a great show to work on. Long hours, but you know you're always working and you're paying the bills. So, and it's a great job. Everybody's got such a good attitude. Everybody's really nice, and there's bright colors everywhere, so you're always happy.
You know what, Francis? You're one of the smarter dancers because you actually make this a business, and you are the product, and you do not, I mean, you do every job that comes down. It doesn't matter to you because you know you're always going to learn something. Can you, I mean, is that really your philosophy? Tell us, what is it?
I think that's what it is. I pretty much like to say yes to everything. You know, like you said, you can learn something from everything, and you never know who's going to see you. I actually, with Andre Fuentes, he's the one who hired me for Britney Spears. I actually did a lot of free gigs for him for years, and so he remembered that, and he helped get me onto Britney because of that.
That's
also, I'd like to think it was because of talent too, but it sure helps when you do everything that you can, because you just never know who's going to see you. I've gotten a movie audition from free gigs. People who saw me at free gigs, you know, that I might not have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, so smart.
It's a good idea.
Oh, so smart. Well, you know, she is a college graduate, too.
That's true. Francis is one of the smarter dancers. What were you going to school for there, Francis?
I just finished school. I went to Loyola Marymount University, and I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Biology.
Yes.
Wow. Changing the world.
I try. It took me 5 years to do it, but I did it because I was dancing full-time.
You know what? That's also a great lesson, because so many people ask me, should I go to school? Should I dance? You know, like, they, you can do it all. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Anything that you want to do, you can do, honestly.
And
it's not easy. It definitely is not easy. So it's not for the weak-hearted, but I definitely worked very hard. I didn't have much of a social life, but I was okay because I loved what I did.
That's the key.
Yeah, and it took me doing jobs. Literally, I was doing the lead role in a play, going to school, being a teaching assistant, and working on Britney Spears' tour all at the same time. Literally, I would go from school to the play rehearsal to Britney Spears' rehearsal all in one day, and I would do my homework on set or at rehearsals.
That's commitment.
Francis, changing gears real quick, I want you to tell us what's the funniest thing that's ever happened on set, because one of the things that you always got to remember is that working hard on set, there's all kinds of things that happen and go on. What's something funny that's happened to you while you've been on set?
Chimpanzee, so there are a lot of people around there.
Oh, wow, chimpanzees. And
yeah, they got more camera time than I did.
Well,
you never know. I mean, the monkey, I can't call it a monkey, the chimp, she had maracas in her hand, and she was just throwing the maracas at everybody, so you kind of had to watch out for that. And then there was another time I did Fresh Beat Band, and the camera was coming right for us, and it all shift out of the way, and there was such a ripple effect of all of us shifting because the camera was coming right through the one of the dancers being or smacking the axe to the face. That was a whole big dilemma right there. There are so many things that can just go wrong, from four lines to, you know, being stuck there for 3 hours waiting for them to shoot your scene because of the lighting issue. To tempers running wild, so you really have to be able to roll with the flow and be patient.
Love it.
Right.
Love it.
Well, Francis, we're going to keep you on the line. Everybody, just keep on listening at home. We're going to jump to a quick commercial break. Be sure and stick with us. Right after the break, we're going to be back with Francis Manzo. Don't go anywhere.
For the first time in our history, our mission to save lives and to celebrate lives in the face of cancer is at risk. Because we can't walk outside together, it's harder than ever to fight together. And when we can't come together, we give cancer a chance to gain ground. That's why we need your help. Donate today to the American Cancer Society and help us fund the critical services our patients need right now.
And welcome back. I'm Nick Drago. This is Desiree Robbins. Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We're here talking to Francis Manzo, dancer, singer, actress.
Extraordinaire.
Beautiful.
And taking time to talk to us while she's on her drive to her next gig.
Yeah, she's doing a Barnes & Noble commercial, reading a book in a bathtub.
And I'm dying to know the costume.
I'm just really interested to know what kind of book you're going to be reading.
I brought a few books. I brought Mythology and Me, a Jack the Ripper book, and my Runaways book. So.
Wow. I think you might need to talk to somebody about your book selection there, Francis.
Twilight to throw them off track.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Hey.
Are you Jacob or Edward?
I am totally Edward.
I don't know what any of that means, but I can't believe you.
Honestly, I don't really know either. I just kind of go along with whatever my sister beats me into.
Okay, we want to talk about Glee.
Glee.
I mean, give us some information about it.
First of all, you were on tour with Glee, right? The live tour?
No, I didn't do the live tour.
Oh, I thought you did. Well, we'll edit that part out later. But actually, you and I worked on Glee. We've done Glee a couple of times together. We did the flash mob in the mall, the Dream On episode.
Absolutely.
And then we just worked on
song.
Right. Original song, right, with Aural Intensity, which just aired, and you actually got some really great camera time there. You were like the lead Aural Intensity singer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, Nick, I mean, I think Glee is a great show to work on because it's Zach Wood, the choreographer, with Brooke Lipton as the assistant choreographer, and those two just—it's a never-ending laugh fest, basically, when you're there. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, we did the Star of David in one of the formations, so, I mean, that should tell you about how it is to work with them. It's just a riot, honestly. And Harry Shum is on it, Heather Morris, they're all great to work with. So watching them, you learn a lot, but it's a really, really easy, laid-back atmosphere, but you still have to work hard. Well, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing about Brooke and Zach is that they're great to work with, but they also demand that you know exactly what you're doing at every single moment of the rehearsal.
They hire the people that they know are going to be able to pull off last minute changes. So if you set something up in rehearsal and they have to change it on set 2 minutes before you shoot, you need to be able to change it and not mess up on camera. Otherwise, you get in trouble. But they hire people specifically for that reason, who they know are going to be professional and are going to get the job done, not only right, but perfect.
Absolutely. And you remember the last time when we did Aural Intensity, we only shot it, we only did 5 takes, if you can remember that. I mean, sometimes you're there shooting that same number for 12 hours. This time we only had 5 chances to get it right and get it perfect, so you've got to be on your game.
Yeah, you just never know which take. I guarantee it's going to be the worst take. Take that you messed up on that they're gonna use on television, so you can't mess up.
Absolutely. And you know, they cut our number was supposed to be 2 minutes long. They cut it down to like 45 seconds.
Yes, my mouth dropped wide open when I saw that. I was like, what happened to the rest of it?
I know, exactly. Well, it's good for us because hopefully they didn't see us too well, so we can be called for other groups to dance there too.
End up on the editing room floor, as they say. I mean, there are so many people that go out and they shoot entire scenes for movies, and they're never even shown in the movies. The entire thing gets cut out, so I guess we were kind of lucky that we at least got kept in that much.
Tell us a little bit about, you did an episode of iCarly, is that correct?
Yes, I've worked on iCarly. I also worked on another Nickelodeon show, Victorious. That one was with Lane Knapper and Christina Woodard. They brought me on for iCarly, and we rehearsed for a few days, and then we shot on a Thursday and a Friday. Very, very easygoing. But again, it's all everybody that you work for on these shows, they expect a high level of professionalism. They expect perfection. So, you know, you can have fun on set, but you can only have fun if you've got it right. They don't want to see you goofing around if you don't have it perfect.
And they want you to do their style.
Yes, you have to do their style. You definitely cannot go on set doing what you want to do. I can't go and do what I want to do on set. I have to do what they want me to do. And I have to do their style.
So tell us.
It's crucial.
So tell us, what's the difference between being on a, like, let's say, a Nickelodeon set for iCarly as opposed to a set like Glee? What are some of the things you have to keep in mind as a performer, you know, to stay professional and what are the differences of those two jobs, basically?
Sure. Well, you definitely have to know your demographic, who you're performing for, who watches the show. So when I go on Fresh Beat Band, as you know, Nick, it's all smiles. Definitely all smiles. Everything is happy-go-lucky because you have to remember Fresh Beat Band is for preschoolers and they want to see everything bright, cheery, colorful. When you go work on a show for Glee, you know it's got a slight level of campiness to it. So it's a little more silly rather than I'm, you know, happy 100% of the time. You can be slightly more silly, but it's still almost like you have to be serious because you can't let people know I'm intentionally trying to be silly. It's really all about knowing who watches the show and what type of show it is. But I would not perform the same way on Glee as I do for Fresh Beat Band.
You know, what's interesting about that is, and also another good lesson, and this is why we like to talk to professionals working in the business. She always knows the names of everybody she works with.
Absolutely.
And that's like just using your time wisely and knowing. I mean, that's like, and doing due diligence. Like she says, she does research. She thinks of it as a career. It's a great thing that you have, Francis.
Francis, no doubt you will have a long, long career still ahead of you. Give us your information. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Twitter, Facebook, email, if they want to book you to teach or do a job, your agent name. Give us the lowdown.
My agency, I'm with MSA, McDonald Selznick Associates. My Twitter is Francis, my first name, with an E, not an I, otherwise that's my dad. Francis315, and my 315 is my birthday, March 15th. And then Facebook, you can find me under Francis Manzo. MySpace, Francis Manzo. Email is fmanzo@lion.lmu, that's for Loyola Marymount University, .edu.
Work.
That's a lot of information.
So I guess we owe you a happy belated birthday message there.
And we sing, but you know, you don't want me singing.
Well, Francis, we wish you the absolute best of luck, and we know you're getting ready to get on set, so we will let you go so you can get focused to be able to lay in your bathtub and read a book.
Yes, I need to concentrate on my suds.
And we want to have you back after you do this because I'm dying to know how this commercial goes.
Yes, I would love to have another conversation. That would be great. I really appreciate you guys calling.
Hey, no problem. We thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Y'all too.
Wow, phenomenal. Phenomenal interview with Francis Manzo, professional dancer, actor, singer extraordinaire.
I mean, that girl has got it going. Okay, so we gotta take a quick break.
I need a break.
Yeah. We'll be back with Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance
Cast. Dance Cast.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
And welcome back to the show, Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast! I'm getting good at that.
I know. What a great interview. What a good show today. Here.
Francis Manzo. A good one to start off the podcast.
I know.
The Dance Cast.
She really is. She really is. She's quite spectacular in this business.
We're going to have a lot of people like her on the show.
Right.
And through all facets. Facets?
Yeah.
Of the industry.
Not faucets.
Not faucets.
Facets of the industry, you know, directors and dancers and choreographers and agents and things like that. So
yeah, so
and dance teachers, we could come and we'd love to do something live from your studio.
Oh baby, you know? Baby. Have microphone, we'll travel.
I'll tell you what, we want this to really grow and take shape. We don't know exactly. I mean, we have a great outline.
Yeah.
But we want it to take form, and we want guidance from our fans to tell us where they want us to go.
Yeah,
so
tweet us at Nick Drago and at Desiree Robbins. That's two E's.
That is correct. And you can visit our website at infinitedancecast.com.
Very good articulation right there,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to make sure they got it. So that will be up with extra content. I mean, we're really growing and very excited about it.
And just a little bit of a teaser for you. We do have a couple of interviews coming up that you do not want to miss.
That's right. We can't say who it is, though.
Can't say who it is because it'll jinx it.
It will jinx it, but we want some anticipation.
Anticipation. Cue anticipation sound effect.
What is it?
Well, I can't tell you or else.
Isn't it the Jeopardy? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what
you
it
just
is.
Ruined it for me. Okay, I'm just kidding. I was joking.
I am so shunned right now.
Oh, I was kidding.
So, no, we have great interviews coming up, and then, you know, we'll always do the music picks and still wanting your music picks. Same with the Ask Desiree, which you know how I feel about that segment. And we'll soonly. How about that?
Whatever, go with it.
We'll soon be adding possibly an Ask Nick section.
That's right. That's right.
But it won't be about dance.
It'll be about like U.S. history.
Wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
Something like that.
My good friend Dave Lagana over at IWantWrestling.com. Go check out his website. And
his podcast.
And I was on Monday Night Raw a couple of weeks ago, so don't forget.
Yeah, that's correct.
I was just in the audience.
I was going to say that he wasn't working there, but...
I wasn't, but I got really excited. Mackenzie said, you're excited about being on television? Like you haven't done that before? And I said, yes, this is different.
Well, and for you it is.
And for me it is. Anyways, we want to send a special thanks to our producers, Michael Sideways Smiley Face Benicos, and Dave, Mr. Suplex Lagana. For Desiree Robbins, I'm Nick Drago. This has been the Infinite Dance Cast. Check us out next week.